All right, this meeting is called to order. Staff recognition. I need you guys to make sure you adhere to the time frame of the agenda. There's a reason for that, okay? Please. Staff recognition.
Yes, it's Sandy. I'd like to welcome and thank David for his hard work, David Bay, our new general manager, for his hard work in just a few short weeks. And I'm sure maybe we'll hear more about that later, but thank you.
Anybody else?
This is Wally. I want to thank Robin Lewis for her hard work she's doing right now with the fund drive. Really appreciate her.
Wally, when does this fund drive in?
The last Thursday of the last Saturday of the month.
The 27th.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else? All right. So Bill is going to do roll call. If there is something that we have to vote on tonight, we will be roll calling every vote unless we all have consensus, the same consensus for it. Is there any objection to that? Why are we roll calling every vote? If you didn't read my email, I told you last month there was somebody on this meeting and they were not hidden. They were playing and they had their name up. When we were getting ready to vote on something, she specifically said, okay, come on, let's get ready. Let's vote now. And I'm steady looking at her name like, who are you? You're not on the board. Who are you? You're not on the board. So from now on, call it a virtual meeting rule, if you will. We will be roll calling all votes unless it's by consensus. All right, Bill, go ahead. I see a lot of people have come in. Hopefully we at quorum.
Okay, Teresa Allen.
Teresa, you muted.
You're muted, Teresa.
Present.
Thank you. Teresa's here. Adriana Casanave? Can't hear you, Adriana. Bill Crozier's here. Lennon Foley? Can't hear you, Lynn. Oh, okay. Thank you. Bob Gartner? Can't hear you, Bob. And reminder, everybody, we'll be going, all the roll calls are in alphabetical by last name, so you can unmute yourself when we're getting close to your name. So I couldn't hear Bob Gartner. Patrick White?
I am here.
Okay, Patrick's here. Thank you. Wally James?
Here.
Wally's here. Thank you. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Mike Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
Mike Lewis is here. Marianne Martinez? Can't hear you, Marianne. Paula Miller?
Present.
Paula's here. Susie Moreno?
Present.
Susie's here. Thank you. Venetia Patel Adams?
Here.
Venetia's here. Thank you. Sandra Rawline?
I'm here.
Sandra's here. Darrell Robbins?
Here.
Darrell's here. Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Nancy, present.
Sorry. Nancy's here. Wendy Schrell? Can't hear you, Wendy. Deb Shafto? Can't hear you, Deb. Richard Giselle? Can't hear you, Richard. Rita Washington? Rita's here. And you may need to not use speakerphone or something because we were in a big echo.
I know.
Okay. See if you can just take yourself off speakerphone. Sandy Weinman?
Present.
Okay. All of you are here, Sandy. Ted Weiskel?
Here.
Ted's here. Venetia Williams?
Present.
Venetia's here. Egberto Willis?
Egberto, you need...
I see you, but or I see your image, but we can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Here.
Okay, thanks, Egberto. David Bice? Bay?
Bays.
Bays, yeah, sorry. Like sitting on the dock of the bay.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, David. Okay. Let me go back. Didn't hear from Adriana. Still can't hear you, Adriana. Bob Gartner? Can't hear you, Bob. Dwayne?
Dwayne, you are present.
Dwayne's here. Thank you. Miriam Martinez? Can't hear you, Marianne. Wendy Schrell? Can't hear you, Wendy. Deb Shafto? Can't hear you, Deb. Richard Giselle? Can't hear you, Richard. So let me count. We have 18 voting members present, so we have quorum, Madam Chair.
Thanks. Okay, I only had one excuse absence, but I see her in the meeting. So that's null and void. Bill, did you get any excuse absences?
I don't think so. I wasn't looking for that.
Only one person, and she's in the meeting, so that's null and void.
I'll go back and check tomorrow while we're doing other things.
All right, agenda. The only thing that I have to add to the agenda is the HP, is Ted White's motion. I am going to put, because this has been hanging around for a long time, this motion is coming up right after public comment. Are there any objections?
Could you, I'm sorry, this is Teresa. Could you please repeat?
Okay, we had one motion, which was by Ted Weissel, and it's been hanging around for 2 months, so I'm moving it up after public comment, which would really be after general manager's report, if we have to go back to the general manager's report after public comment. So it's either after public comment or it's after the general manager report.
Okay.
Is there any objection? Okay, yeah. Say yes. No.
Chair, this is Nancy.
Yes, Nancy.
Yes, Ken, for the benefit of the people who are cannot see the agenda or will not be able to see it when they hear the archives, can you let the audience know what the agenda is?
We sent out the agenda by email about 2 hours ago. The general manager's report, he just emailed to everybody about 10 minutes ago.
I'm talking about the audience that is going to hear our archive or listen to it. I'm not talking about the board members.
Oh. And what do you want done with the archives?
No. Just the agenda so they know what the agenda is.
You want me to repeat the agenda? Is that what you're saying?
Well, at least one time.
Point of information. Point of information.
All right. Sandy, was that Sandy?
Yeah. Is the agenda released within minutes?
No.
Thank you.
Okay. Today's agenda, roll call, staff recognition. No, call to order, staff recognition, roll call, excuse absences, agenda approval, the minutes, general manager's report, public comment, motion by Ted Weiskel, Pacifica National Board reports, KPFT committee reports, and elect non-directors to the Pacifica National Committee after KPFT committee reports. Those committees are audit, elections, governance, programming, technology. There are three task force, development, affiliates, and archives. Unfinished business, new business. Next meeting date, adjourned.
Chair Nancy?
Yes, Nancy.
I wonder if technology, it's always been a task force open to anybody, but I don't know if the PMB voted on something to change that situation to a committee. It's always been a task force.
Bill?
Bill's not on the national.
I'm asking Bill a question.
Well, I thought it was changed several years ago, but I don't remember for sure. No. If we have more than two people on it, then we can research that. I'm kind of doubtful we'll have more than two, but I don't know exactly. But I think it was changed to a task force several years ago when I was on the national board.
Okay. Anybody else recall?
It was a task force last year, Chair, but we never met.
I'm looking for the most latest, Madam Chair. This is Sandra. May I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm looking for the latest reiteration of the PNB committees and what that stated, but I believe that technology has been a task force for some time, but let me see what I can find out in further detail.
Okay, so while you're researching that, we're moving along.
Madam Chair.
Oh, sorry, Teresa. Yes, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
I have an item for the agenda also. I'm not seeing people assigned to convene our local committees, and I'm particularly concerned about developing outreach and also finance.
Adriana? Okay.
Is that, hey, Adriana.
Yes, hi.
Did you get that, Bill?
Adriana. Yes, yeah, I'll record you as present.
Okay.
Thank you.
Teresa, I'm going to put that on the unfinished business. And what was it, conveners for the committees?
Yes. I mean, perhaps you want to do that when we do committee reports. I don't know.
Oh, okay. We can do that then. Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let me put that there. Good place to put that.
Bill, this is Richard. You can mark me down.
Madam Chair.
Okay.
Go ahead.
One more thing. Madam Chair, where, oh, I'm sorry. I was confused. I'm sorry. No problem.
Committee reports. Okay. I'm mindful of the time because the general manager asked me to start at 7:30. So let's move on to minutes approval.
Madam Chair, I'll move that. Can I move approval of minutes?
Go ahead.
This bill, I move approval of the minutes. That's draft version B that I sent out a few hours ago. This is for the January 13th meeting.
Okay. Is it a second?
I second. This is Sandra.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. It's been moved and seconded to accept the minutes, the B with the ending of B on the top and the subject line.
Madam President.
Is there any discussion?
Ted has his hand up.
Ted.
Under Roman numeral 3, audio of the staff recognition will be available at kpftx.org. I went there this afternoon and didn't see anything. I would like clarification on whether or not both public comment and staff recognition are available for listeners to and anyone to secure from not only last month's meeting, but many, many meetings going back for about the last year or two.
So when we finish our job here, when Paula finishes her job and she signs off and et cetera, she immediately sends that to Bobby. Am I saying the right name? Bobby. So what happens?
Otis.
We do our job on this end. We have a new general manager now, so maybe he can figure out what's going on. That's my answer to that question. And I'm going to defer that to him. David, I know you heard me.
Yes, ma'am, I heard you.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. May I be recognized?
Hey, Sandra, go ahead.
Okay, I'm looking in the notes from the last PNB meeting, and technology is indeed a task force.
Okay, so we will move technology to a task force. Okay, moving along. Thank you, Sandra.
You're welcome.
All right. Are there any other discussion about the minutes?
I didn't find the B.
It should be the very last email that was sent.
Okay. Those are the ones I had, but I don't see where it says B, but I think it was at 657, so I'll say that's it.
Mm-hmm. That's probably it.
Okay.
It's in the last character of the file name. And in the footer of each, and in the footer of each page.
The footer.
You see
it? Okay, 13B?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you all.
Uh-huh, you're welcome. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, I'm calling for the vote. Bill, I need you to do a roll call.
Water.
Can you just ask that through the objections?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Point of order. Point of order.
Yes, Ted. I said three times.
I didn't hear you. You know, you just said there's something that can go wrong with computers. I did not hear you, but motions to approve minutes are inappropriate. It's either to make recommendations to change them, and if those changes are to be voted on, that's okay. But you don't vote to approve the minutes, or you don't need to, according to Robert's Rules of Order.
Okay, T. Thank you. So, hearing, everybody has a copy, hearing no more objections to the minutes stand as written. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is our general manager. I have been privy to see his report before he sent it out to the LSB. It's very thorough. So I am going to give him the floor to give his report. Somebody has their microphone on. I need you to mute it. I am asking that you allow David to give his entire report because it is lengthy. He did just email it to everybody about 7 o'clock, so you should have it in your possession. And while he is speaking and talking and whatever, please jot down if you have questions or comments, please jot them down so that he can answer them for you. David, welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. If you notice, the first 17 days have been very full, as we worked on several different items that needed to be taken care of, including the house, which is now on the market in La Porte. Had to do a lot of work to that house, including painting and carpeting and yard work and fixing of fences and you name it, it had to be done. So we did what it took and spent a lot of time down there getting the house cleaned up so we could get it on the market. The Houston transmitter site, I did go out there and fix the way we sounded. We sounded like an AM radio station and I just could not handle it. So we went out, made some simple adjustments, which really took care of the issue. So I went to the station building on day two, cleaned up 30 pounds of glass in the front lobby. I should not have to do that. That should have been done before I got here since my understanding was it had been there for quite a while. There is a bunch of volunteers that we have that are absolutely amazing. Sent out a welcome video to them. Made sure that they know how to contact me. They've been doing very well at doing so. And we made some changes to the way that we present ourselves on air so we all sound like we're a part of a united front. I did go to Huntsville drove around the signal up in that area just to make sure that we were still okay on our translator. Everything is fine there. I did make an initial call to one of my friends out at the Corporation for Public Broadcasting to open the door for KPFT to potentially rejoin and regain funding, which would take about $75,000 off our plate if we could just get back in the door. So I'm doing everything I can to make that happen. It's going to be a slow process, but, you know, they're willing to listen, and so I'm willing to talk to them. Had a couple of major donors reach out. I made sure that I called them back, made sure to listen to everything that they had that they wanted to hear, why they contribute, what they'd like to see more of. And I thank them profusely for everything that they've done. I needed to make sure we've got a lot of things that go from number 8, all the way down, through about number 10 or 12, I guess. All of this is to do with our station license. That was one of the main reasons why I did the video with, the volunteers was simply because we were doing things illegally according to the FCC, and I am not a rule breaker. So, FCC has the final say. So we cleaned everything up, modified the HD signal. It was, about 10 seconds ahead of our regular signal. So if somebody had an HD radio in their car, it would sound like it skipped and it would go 10 seconds into the future. And that was really annoying, to some listeners. So I went out and did get that adjusted. I went to the radio station building. We did have vagrants living on the back porch. We can't have that. So I went ahead, and if you noticed the photos that I did send out, if you didn't, we'll see if we can get you a copy of them, but I have a built fence on both sides of the station building. Nobody can get in the backyard without going through the building. And had somebody ask a question about the ADA ramp. We're closed, so I don't have to worry about that. When we do reopen the building, one of those fences can be modified. But until then, we're going to block the backyard completely. And I also had that cleaned up while we were building the fence. So clean the yard, clean the back porch, and built the fence on both sides. Let's see here. Oh, I was asked to do an interview for Outsmart magazine. Oh. And a young lady by the name of Kim reached out. She has been absolutely phenomenal. I think this will be a really good piece. You know, any time that we can get out in front of the public visually and give a real positive spin on what we're doing, I think that's always good. So I'll be continuing to do that. Apparently, they want me to do a photo shoot. Yeah, they want to put me on the front cover, so I'm trying to talk them out of it.
Hey,
so anyway, so I guess we'll be doing that next week. I did go to a couple of volunteers' homes to install software to help them with doing their programs. Some of them were literally cutting and pasting audio, and it really sounded pretty bad on the air. So I did go to a couple of folks home, worked with them, showed them how to do it, and they grabbed the ball and started running. It was absolutely amazing. I'm so excited that Robin Lewis is a part of this team. Worked with her, Markeisha. And we executed a logo contest. What this is all about is basically to get, you know, I realize it's pledge time. And because we've been doing so many repeat shows, it sounds like we never came out of pledge. So this kind of gives a new spin on it where they can actually, you know, donate and they can contribute something creative in their own way. It gives them another reason to engage with us. And we already have people that have put in for some logos. I'm really excited to see what they come up with. Had many requests from all of you for meet and greets. I am trying to get to you as fast as I possibly can. As you can see by the list, I was trying to take care of the things I felt were the emergency items. Next month will not be this full because I'm tired. So I will probably slow down just a little bit, but I wanted to make sure that the things that needed to be done immediately were taken care of. I am working on, and I'm going to say this as gently as possible because I don't want people getting the wrong idea. I am working on getting the Galveston translator back on. We have an opportunity that has been placed in front of me, to actually up our power and go up higher on a tower. Which would cover the entire island versus being on the edge of the island and only covering about 7 miles. So I am working with the correct folks to make sure that we are able to do that. And I've made sure financially that it's actually going to cost us less than what it was when it was down there the first time. So I will keep everybody advised if and when I do get that accomplished. Before we get to the question and answer period, if you're going to answer or ask me questions that are going to take me an hour to answer, I would ask you to please email those questions to me. If these are questions you think I can answer in about 35, 40 seconds, I'll open up for everybody to do that. However, you guys are busy. I understand that, and I don't want to have a 4-hour meeting. So, you guys are working so hard and I don't want to waste any, you know, time that I could easily email you back an answer. But if you guys have questions, feel free to ask me real quick and I'll try to get to as many of them as I can.
Okay. Thank you.
Lyndon for the stack.
All right. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Bay. Can you tell us what the metrics are for CPB listenership?
Well, there's a lot of metrics for CPB listenership. I mean, the very first thing we have to do is we have to hit the minimum income level to get us in, which is 300,000. Working on that. Listenership, I mean, it's more based on programming than it is the actual listenership numbers. So it's going to be a variant of, you know, making sure that we're putting on enough programming, making sure that our programs and issues reports are done correctly. That's one of the big things that are wrong at this point. The other thing is audit reports. They're waiting on audit reports. So, my understanding is those are being worked on, but those were the two big things, that the CPB is waiting on is audited reports and making sure that our FCC filings are correct.
The next person? Now, I know.
I'm on the step.
Miss, go ahead.
I just, Marianne. Yeah, Marianne is asking for the agenda. Can Bill send it to her? She's in the chat saying.
Okay.
Oh, okay. And she wants to know why nobody can see her.
She needs to turn on her camera.
Anyway, I have a question for the manager.
Teresa, I see you. I saw your hand.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. For audio port, it would be very nice if, and very good for the whole network, if more of our programmers knew what it was and made an account, which is free, and uploaded their shows, and therefore all the 240...
And I will tell you that I am 100% behind you. The ways that we're getting our programs now, we have about 5 different ways, and to me, it's an absolute nightmare. So I am working with Otis, and I am working with John. And I'm going to be reaching out. I'm so glad you thought of this, Nancy. We are going to be reaching out to everybody and I will be creating master accounts for everybody. So they are able to use AudioPort and make the process a lot easier to get in.
Yes, it is a difficult, and the tutorial, although I'm not a programmer, I tried to read it, and it just seems like even people who've gone through it have complained it's difficult. So if you know how to do it and you can tell them, and if you know how to help them in any way and tell them how important it is, because 240 affiliate stations could be dipping into our programming, and they could take even 1 minute of somebody else's programming as a segment.
Absolutely agree with you. Okay. And what I'll tell you is no matter how those shows are being accepted now, Bobby is supposed to be uploading those to AudioPort. If that is not happening, I will make sure that it does. Any questions?
Yeah, I thought it's the programmer's responsibility to upload it. Is that all Bobby's work?
No, they upload it to Bobby. Bobby has to put it in the automation unless they're going through AudioPort. If they go to AudioPort, then they send Bobby a link, but Bobby has to be in the middle between the on-air and the volunteers to make that connection, or no, just uploading something to AudioPort does not work.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Teresa.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for working on the Galveston situation. And I'm encouraging people to email you if they can be of assistance with that. I do know someone in Galveston that did have a show on our airwaves. And it always would be good to have news from Galveston somehow conveyed over our air, because I'm sure they would like some community news. I see that you're doing a lot of things with the facility. We used to have a group that met regularly on, I think, one Saturday a month. And then they'd have a potluck. So it was really kind of a social thing as well as, you know, cleaning a lot of things. And I don't know whether you're the one that's going to be doing the mowing or weed whacking. But perhaps today people can sign up, for a facilities committee to assist you, and we can give you their contact information, or someone can offer to, call a meeting of them, and you can give assignments to doing things for the facility. Thank you very much for the contact with our programmers. I'm hoping that somebody will send regular emails or texts to the programmers so they're all on the same page about accomplishments and needs and requests and guidelines for our programmers. But thank you very much for taking an initiative on that. And thank you so much for literally going out to programmers and helping them improve their programmers. I guess I have one question. Do you now have as a general manager, do you now have a current list of all programmers?
I do.
If not, you might somehow, you know, ask for all updated information.
Name, address,
email, and phone numbers of all programmers.
I do have that. I have 209.
You have it all current?
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You may have received an email from the head of the National Finance Committee. We had our meeting last night. We will be discussing the national office budget and also the budget for KPFK, and they're looking for our budget. And I know you've only been on the job about 3 weeks. We will hopefully be scheduling a meeting for our finance committee, and we would love to assist you, because what is measured actually gets managed. So if we can measure what we're spending on various things, then we can assist you. So looking forward to helping you with the budget. Do we have anyone in charge of our website now?
Again, that's going to roll back to Bobby.
Okay. Well, we might put a call out for volunteers if there's a volunteer that can be trusted.
It's not that. It's just that I have been tasked with letting certain things be. So Bobby will continue to control the website.
Okay. And the last thing is, are you getting the Pacifica announce notices yet?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, super. We're so glad you're here. Thank you.
I do agree. Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to let you know as well, Teresa, after the several conversations that you and I have made, and I think this is going to be phenomenal if I can figure out how to get it done. Because once again, this is something I can do, but I have to go through engineering to make it happen. There is a public media network, and these are a team of news people that live here and live all the way across the country, and they provide 6 minutes of national news, but they also would be able to provide us, which I'm already getting the emails, 2- and 4-minute local stories that we could air as part of a newscast. And I realize that, you know, with the situation being what it is at this moment, any news would be better than having none. So I am trying very hard to figure out how to make that work. But when we have programs that are 59 minutes, I can't jam 6 minutes into a minute. So I'm trying to figure out a way around that. So we can at least get a good sense of, like you said, the local news, some national in there as well. But it is a network that is designed for public and community radio stations, and it's absolutely free.
Well, may I ask one more question?
I think you just did.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark.
Okay, I've got you, Dwayne. Go ahead, Teresa.
Maybe you said it and I missed it. Do we have any report on how our pledge drive is coming?
The last numbers that I looked at, Sandy might be able to help with this a little bit better. But the last numbers I saw as of the end of this last weekend, we were already up above 34,000, I believe. So, and that was only for the first 2 or 3 days. So we're off to a really good start. I don't know what the current number is as of right this moment.
It's a little over $36,000.
That's pretty good for a couple of days.
Okay, Dwayne Locks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Pace, I haven't contacted you because I think you certainly have been inundated enough from all various sources, including many of the members here. And so I will wait a little while before engaging you. Certainly, I don't want to be one of your micromanagers, but we will have an opportunity to discuss moving forward. I do want to thank you for taking this thankless job. You seem to be off to a good start. It appears that you've been quite busy. I heard you say that you're tired already, but I'm sure that was an understatement for the arduous task that you have before you. And again, I say thank you and welcome. Have you discussed the budget for 2021, which we're already in the second quarter of such, with the business manager of KPFT at this point?
Yes.
And would you say that the budget that has been presented, as it is, do you have some substantive changes you want to make to that budget, or should it and could it have been forwarded to the National Finance Committee?
At the point that that was made, it was back in August. It should have been done back in August, September, October, sometime in there. So I looked over it, and I really didn't see much that needed to change at this moment.
Thank you for that comment, because our treasurer, Teresa Allen, and I go back and forth the last 4 or 5 months on the National Finance Committee. She gives them the impression that a budget has not been submitted, and I keep letting them know that a budget was submitted. This local station board found other priorities to do rather than dealing with it for the last 4 months. But thank you for those comments, and I hope
and honesty, she'll have a different tact at the next finance meeting. Further,
go ahead.
I want to know whether or not you are aware, since Linda Foley alluded to and asked you a question relative to qualifications and getting back on board, in your own words, in good grace, in my words, with CPB. And it is fortunate for us that you do have CPB experience and exposure. Were you aware that one of the three or various sites that, while the foundation, not just KPFT, but why the foundation lost accreditation and financial support, was that it's KPFT's minority share of the listening of the market was too low?
Actually, it was more due to not having the audited reports. That's the big stickler at this point. And so, ratings, I mean, with the CPB, the thing you have to remember is that ratings don't necessarily mean anything to the CPB.
You misunderstand my question, Mr. Bay, so let me get back on track here. I said, were you aware? And if you don't have this information, I'm sure you, Lydia Brazon, your boss, can give you this information. But the CPB cited KPFT and another station in our network that it had lost market share in terms of reaching out to minority communities, having minority communities listening to the station, and that has not been addressed. So that's my underlying question as to what you intend to do to address that.
Well, I can tell you, Duane, that right now we have no listenership. And I'm going to be honest with you. Our QM is at 15,000 a week. Now, take that 15,000 people, divide it by 7 days, then divide it by 24 hours. It does not matter what the program is. At this point, we do not have a good listener base or a listener share. And yes, it's going to take me time because there is a lot of engineering that's going to be needed for me to be able to fix what is broken. But I am very much aware of the programming that we are doing, where it is, what type of program it is, and where the ratings are. So it's just going to take more time. It's not something that I can flip a switch and it's going to fix itself.
I agree with you. We're at a 0.1%. Now,
yes,
we're not going to have any disagreement about that because that's a fact. What I do want to kind of drill down on, though, is that are you and have you made any inquiries about the MSA, that is the Metropolitan, the Metropolitan Service Area that KPFT serves? Are you aware that it is largely about 65-70% non-Anglo? And then when you look at our grid and compare our grid and how that may be out of whack in terms of what the potential listener audience is and what we actually have presenting as content to the public.
To what?
Okay, are you familiar with the MSA in terms of what their demographic makeup is for the potential KPFT listener? Audience.
If you haven't noticed, that's why the R&B show was added to the middle of the day on Thursday.
Listen, I have not noticed, and I'm glad you brought that up. So I'm not going to say this is your issue. I'm just kind of give you some things since we haven't had that conversation.
In fact, if you get a chance, if you get a chance tomorrow, Duane, I would recommend that you take a listen between noon and two. We have a fabulous person by the name of Charles Hightower, who has joined our volunteer staff, and he rolls some of the best oldie R&B gold you have ever heard in your life. And I'll tell you what, I've been watching the Facebook page since he joined, and we're getting people that are responding, and it's in a very positive way.
Well, thank you for that invitation. And any other endemic programming that you're going to have, send out an email, because I do listen to the ones that I do know about. And, you know, KPFT has always been eclectic ever since I was 16 years old. I only listen to 20% of the grid because 80% is for other folk. But I do appreciate the changes that you're making. I appreciate your attitude. I hope that you continue to try to be down the middle of the road with respect to all of this other nuancing and politics and foolishness that go on. But so far, things are looking good, and I appreciate your efforts.
Well, I appreciate you, and I would absolutely agree that we do have a grid, and that's part of the issue. The things that I hear every day is you don't have a format. And so, it doesn't mean that anything's going to go away. It just means that I think you're right. It needs to be looked at. It needs to be, shuffled around a little bit. And I think that we can make it better. Will it be perfect? Absolutely not. But I don't guarantee to be a perfect person in the first 30 days.
Mr. Bates, it can't get much worse. And in closing, because I do know there are a couple other hands up. In closing, let me publicly say that I've made my 37 years of local broadcasting, independent broadcasting, available to all managers. None of them have taken advantage of it, but I extend that offer to you as well. So if any usefulness that experience that I have, I will be more than happy to aid and abet your efforts to improve this signal. Improve
I appreciate the, content. That. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Good. Y'all sounding good. So we're at 7:52. Is there anyone else that has a question?
Madam Chair, I see Wendy and Bill Closier have their hands up.
Wendy and then Bill.
Hi guys. Hi David. I want to also get credit for not having been contacting you. I'm super excited to see all this stuff you're doing. I know that we need all that stuff and more, way more. And it's amazing to hear that one person is already doing that many things. So thank you for that. I'm wondering if you did seem to do some homework before you got here and probably a lot more since then. I know what it's like when you have a new manager and everybody starts trying to get in that person's ear right off the top, and get their thing in there first and trying to help shape their assessment of the situation. But, I'm wondering if you know about the big, internal war that happened, that brought us to the point where we got these new bylaws in 2002 or something like that, 1999, 2000, 2001. There was kind of a big war in Pacifica, and part of it for me, that's how I got involved. And one of the part for me in Houston was in Houston, where I had watched, like, kind of, you use the word eclectic, which I don't love, but I don't have a better one. I'm on the phone, you guys. I had a much better, we had, KPFT was very diverse and interesting, and we kind of was, I was watching it go a little at a time where our format was being changed into more and more of the same kind of music all the time. And it got, more, the station did make more money, but it, we were losing a lot of stuff that was what made our station great. So I'm just, was wondering if you knew about all that stuff.
Yes. And I'm glad you brought that up, and I'll keep this answer very short. You mentioned the one thing that is probably the most important. When the format got normal, the money started coming in.
Yeah.
Okay. So my job is to balance what everybody wants and what the station needs to do. Okay. And so that is where I'm at right now, because the more consistent it is, the better the ratings, the better the money, the bigger the base grows. The more we segment it, the worse it becomes. And it's a very delicate balance. So yes, Wendy, I'm very much right where you're at. And I'm wrapping my head around it as quickly as I possibly can.
Yeah, because I know, we could sell porn and be super successful in money, perhaps, but.
You said popcorn, right?
Yeah, popcorn.
Okay.
And so anyway, yeah, I know it's a balance. And since all that happened, I learned a lot more about, you know, administration of a nonprofit and particularly radio station. You know, I get it. I liked that you said balance. And that's all I want to say about that. Just there's, it's all so delicately manageable, but, I think it is manageable. I've heard the term velvet crowbar. That was Nicole Sawaya said that you need a velvet crowbar to, handle these different personalities and stuff. It's all about people, including listeners. Right. So I have one more question. I mean, my question is, I like that you guys came up with a contest, because it seemed like that tagline came like real quick, Houston's Community Station. And I wonder if we're open to suggestions on that. I get it why you want one, why we should have something to kind of define us to the listening public. But Houston's Community Station is a little clunky, and I'm just hoping that maybe we can add that to the contest, or that you'll listen to other people's suggestions.
Well, Wendy, at this point, it just gets everybody saying the same thing. And
right.
That was the goal, because every hour on the hour, the station name was changing. And So every time that happens, you end up losing people. So that's the reason for that change. So,
I get it. It's kind of hard to combine
with
an ID because it has a lot of Houstons in it. You know, it's just, anyway, if I think of something great, I'm going to send it to you. And if you love it, you'll love it.
Thank you. We got 3 minutes left. Bill, can you talk in 3 minutes?
Okay, thank you. And yeah, I also want to thank you, David, for all you've been doing. Sounds like you've been very busy, and I really appreciate it. One question I know a lot of us have been having for months is, what's going on with the mold situation, or do we really even have a mold situation that's serious? And we've been told for months that there were water leaks, and we didn't know if it was from roof leak or overflow from air conditioning, the system in the attic or what. And then the other thing is, there wasn't any money in the budget at all, the draft budget, for building maintenance. That was one of the issues. So do we need to change the budget for that? Do you know, or do you need to get some expertise in there? And can volunteers help? Because a lot of us would like to help with that kind of thing and other things as well.
To answer your question very quickly on that, it's going to depend on if we keep the building. I don't know if they are. I don't know if we're not. But I know that money wasn't put in for it. And that could be part of the reason why. So I'm working with the heads that be to find out exactly what direction they're thinking they may want to go in. That's the only thing I can tell you at this point.
That was an excellent answer.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you more later. I've been leaving you alone too, but thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Final, real quick, and I'll get done here. But the one thing I'm going to say, and I don't mean this to be derogatory or mean in any way, shape, or form, the volunteers don't complain. The listeners have not complained. The only people that are complaining are the internals that are on Facebook. And I'm not paying attention to that. So if that's where people are complaining, you're going to find that I'm not paying attention to it, especially if it's not on the KPFT page. So the rhetoric needs to come down on the inside a little bit. And I don't know if they're friends of friends of friends of friends or whatever the case may be, but every time somebody complains, it circles back to me, and I find out they have absolutely nothing to do with the way this radio station runs. So I am going to not focus on that, and I'm not going to hear them unless they take the time to email me in a proper procedure versus slamming me on Facebook because we're too country. So we're just going to have to figure out new ways of doing things. The KPFT Facebook page has been great. Shares have been good. The numbers are up, but that is the only page I will pay attention to. And we're getting ready to launch the Instagram.
Okay. Thank you very much, David. It is now time for public comments. Okay, who's the first person?
Nisi, may I make a quick comment?
Who? Oh,
Mr. Richard.
No, because I want to.
Oh, gosh.
Who is that?
Darrell. You guys, can y'all make the comments at 8:30?
Let's let public comment happen.
Yes, because
I'm holding back.
I get slammed with public comment.
I was just going to say welcome to David. That's all.
Oh, okay. Welcome, babe. Okay, as public comments, we're going to start this off. One idea that was emailed to me, let me reiterate the fact that we will not be derogatorily talking about anybody. Make your comments. Even if it's a criticism, there's a way. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. So please keep that in mind. And the first person, who is it? Paula, who do you see?
I'm looking, Madam Chair. I don't see anyone in public comments that wants to speak.
Okay.
Well, I do see Captain Tom just raised his hand. Captain Tom. Right.
So Captain Tom, go ahead. Okay. No, I do not have it broken down. Let me say this one thing.